Shad and Carly.
It's been a big issue in the community, and that is what is going on with the wallabies at Trinity Beach. And to tell us the latest update is Shay from the Agile Project. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, just a quick little backstory. Obviously, these wallabies are being pushed out of their community due to development. You've come forward with a solution, which is amazing.
Yeah, so we started this about 10 months ago, back in October. It's been a really big journey, but what we want to do is relocate 150 Agile Wallabies out of Trinity Beach. Now, this might just be a start. The Cairns Council have even suggested we can come back at the end of the year and do more. But the problem is state government are holding this up. They are the ones that have to allow this relocation permit, so we just need to get it from them.
Now, you've gone about this the right way as well. Not only have you got a range of experts behind you that are backing this project, but you've also got a lot of community support as well.
Absolutely. So we have Dr. Ralph Howard, who's the leading wildlife vet in Australia. People like the Irwins have been interested in coming along when the relocation happens. Dr. Chris Brown. And we also have James Fitzgerald, who's an amazing wildlife carer who owns three sanctuaries across Australia. So we've got all the right people involved, and state government have actually said that our protocols and our procedures of doing the physical relocation are humane, and the International Humane Society have also got involved and said that's great as well. So we've got everything in place, but unfortunately state government have still said no. So what we'll be doing is taking them to court and trying to figure out how to move forward and get this relocation permit sorted.
Is there any feedback on why they are saying no to relocating? Because just for mine, it just seems to me that what would be the possible harm in moving them when...
Yeah, exactly. So pretty much they don't want to set a precedent, because relocation is a little bit more expensive and it is a bit more time consuming, but it's more humane, you know, instead of putting a bullet in each of these animals, which is just horrible because...
So is that where they're kind of leaning towards going?
I can't speak on their behalf. That's the question that I keep asking them. What do you plan to do? But what they're saying to us is that we haven't provided them with enough information to prove there's a human health and safety risk, which is a bit ridiculous because we gave them 40 plus letters from residents all around Cairns. There's even some people internationally who have contacted us and given us letters.
And if they get on the road, that's
exactly
a driving hazard.
So they're saying, you know, there's people saying we've hit them with our car.
Yeah.
One person's broken a leg.
Right.
There's people on the sporting field who are complaining about getting infections from their poo. And also it's very distressing. You know, children have to see this on the way to school every day.
Yeah.
So for the state government to say this doesn't affect human health and safety is beyond reason. So that's all going to be exposed in court.
Well, good on you, because I just want to point out you're just 21 years of age. Not that age should come into it, but you have been so passionate about this along the way to the point where you've even received, which this is crazy that I'm even saying this, a little bit of backlash.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I want to say to all the young people out there, get involved. You know, just age doesn't matter. You know, I do have a degree, but it doesn't, like you said before, you don't have to have a degree to see that these animals are suffering at the hands of development and humans. So there's amazing people in Cairns that have come forward and helped. But yes, there are some people who don't agree with the relocation and would just rather see these animals culled.
Well, let's hope that you can get some movement with the state government and get these guys moved on to a better home and out of the way of cars and whatnot. But make sure you keep us up to date with it.
Yeah, will do. Thank you so much.
And can I just say, you guys are doing amazing work.
Thank you so much.